This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment, the FDA has determined that the COVID-19 vaccine is now suitable for children as young as 12. That story right after this short message.
Challenge your church to live out God's love by equipping families in the developing world with clean water. It's as simple as walking or running World Vision's Global 6K for Water on May 22nd from wherever you are, individually or together. Every registration fee helps one person get lasting access to clean water, so every step you take is one they won't have to. Host a Global 6K and get your church on mission for clean water. Change the world at worldvision6k.org/charisma.
The Food and Drug Administration has decided that the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine is safe and offers strong protection for children as young as 12 years old. More than 2,000 volunteers participated in the test, and the FDA concluded that there were no cases of COVID-19 among fully vaccinated adolescents, compared to 16 kids that were given the placebo. Researchers also discovered that kids developed higher levels of virus-fighting antibodies than young adults. Pediatrician and senior vice president of Pfizer, Dr. Bill Gruber, said that this is a watershed moment in our ability to fight back the COVID-19 pandemic. Until now, most vaccines have been authorized worldwide for adults. Dr. Peter Marks, the FDA vaccine chief, declared that Pfizer's testing in adolescents have met their rigorous standards. He said that having a vaccine authorized for a younger population is a critical step in continuing to lessen the immense public health burden caused by the COVID-19 pandemic. The Federal Vaccine Advisory Committee believes that adolescent dosages could be administered as soon as Thursday, May 13th. They are hoping that this new approval will help the nation's young people successfully head back to school in person this fall and will open the door for them to return to activities and a more normal life once again. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News podcast, one story well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.